Thank you for joining me in today's podcast. This is Ray Martinez having great conversations with you. Last week, we talked about thinking and acting independently. This week, we're going to talk about what do you stand for? As a leader, it's important to know what you stand for or where you stand. This means having a clear understanding of your values and principles and being willing to take a stand on important issues, even when it may be difficult or unpopular. Unfortunately, many leaders vacillate or they waffle when faced with tough decisions. They may be swayed by outside pressure or fear of criticism and, you know, as a result, failing to make a decisive decision or taking a decisive action. However, the most effective leaders are those who take a stand, regardless of the peer pressure, and they are not afraid to stand behind their decisions. In the Bible, there are several illustrations that exemplify standing for one's beliefs, their values, and principles. Daniel being in the lion's den is a great example. We read that in chapter 6, verses 10 through 23, and Daniel's refusal to stop praying to God despite the decree from King Darius demonstrates that his unwavering commitment to his faith. He stood firm in his belief even when faced with persecution, and he was ultimately delivered from the mouths of the lions. The key verse in the story of Daniel and the lion's den is Daniel 6, verse 10, and it says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where his windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." You know, this verse captures Daniel's steadfastness and his devotion to prayer and his refusal to be compromised by his faith, despite the threat of persecution. What it did, it set the stage for the events that followed, illustrating Daniel's unwavering commitment to his belief even in the face of adversity. Take a look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace in Daniel chapter 3, verses 8 through 30. These three men refused to bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar's golden image, even under the threat of being thrown into a fiery furnace. They stood for their faith in God and were miraculously protected from harm. The key verse in this story is in Daniel 3, verses 17 through 18, where it says, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." See, they took a stand. They knew what they stood for, and they were not going to change. It highlights the trust in God's power to deliver them while also acknowledging that even if God chooses not to intervene miraculously, they will still remain faithful to him. Peter and John before the Sanhedrin is an interesting story. This is in Acts 4, verses 1 through 22. Despite being ordered by the religious authorities to stop preaching in the name of Jesus, Peter and John boldly proclaimed that their allegiance to Christ and stating, "We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard," Acts 4:20. Paul's defense of the gospel in Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 21. In Galatians, Paul recounts confronting Peter publicly for his hypocrisy and withdrawing from eating with the Gentiles. Paul stood for the truth of the gospel, refusing to compromise on the principles of justification by faith alone. Standing your ground. The key verse is in Galatians chapter 2, verse 14, when he says, "When I saw that they were not acting in the line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of all of them, 'You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile, and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?'" This verse really exemplifies Paul's boldness and commitment to standing for the truth of the gospel, even when confronting a fellow apostle. Paul refuses to tolerate hypocrisy or compromise on the essential principles of justification by faith alone. His willingness to speak out publicly against Peter's actions demonstrates the importance of holding fast to the truth and confronting error, even among fellow believers, for the sake of preserving the integrity of the gospel message. Now, Jesus takes to the temple. He does a cleansing. When Jesus saw the corruption and the commercialization within the temple, he took a stand by overturning the tables of the money changers and driving out those who were buying and selling. He declared, quote, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers," unquote. Jesus took a stand. The apostles' boldness before the Jewish council is important for us to understand and read. Acts 5, verse 27 through 32, when the apostles were brought before the Sanhedrin in order to stop preaching in the name of Jesus, they replied, "We must obey God rather than man." That's in Acts 5, 29. They stood firm in the allegiance to Christ, even in the face of persecution. The apostles mentioned in Acts 5, verse 27 through 32, were the early followers of Jesus who were actively preaching the gospel after Jesus' resurrection and ascension. The specific apostles referred to in this passage were likely Peter and the other disciples who were brought before the Jewish council, the Sanhedrin, for continuing to preach the name of Jesus despite being previously commanded not to. Here are some key takeaways from the scripture that we just referred to. First of all, there is obedience to God over human authority. The apostles' response, "We must obey God rather than men," underscores the principle of prioritizing the obedience to God's commands about human authority or societal expectations. This teaches believers to stay true to their faith and convictions, even if it means going against the norms or facing opposition. Here's a good point. Courage in the face of persecution. Despite the threats of punishment and persecution from the religious leaders, the apostles boldly continue to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. Their example encourages believers that, well, to have courage and resilience in the face of adversity, trusting in God's strength to sustain them. Faithfulness to the Great Commission. This was awesome because what they received the Great Commission to follow, and they stuck to it. The apostles' unwavering commitment to preaching the gospel reflects their dedication to fulfilling Jesus' Great Commission to make disciples of all nations, as you read in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. This passage emphasizes the importance of sharing the good news of salvation with others, regardless of the obstacles encountered. Here's another good point. Trust in God's sovereignty. The apostles' confidence in God's sovereignty is evident as they testify to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit, regardless of who they were talking to. This encourages believers to trust in God's power and providence, knowing that He is ultimately in control and will fulfill His purposes despite opposition or challenges. Overall, this scripture passage serves as a powerful reminder of the courage, the obedience, and faithfulness demonstrated by the early apostles in the face of persecution. It challenges believers to similarly stand firm in their faith, trusting in God's strength and sovereignty as they seek to fulfill His purpose in their lives. Stephen, the martyrdom. How about him? Acts 7, verse 54 through 60. Stephen, one of the early Christian disciples, boldly preached the gospel before the Jewish religious leaders. Despite knowing the consequences, he stood firm in his faith, even to the point of death, becoming the first Christian martyr. They stoned him to death. But what did he say? "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." How about Jeremiah's prophecy against false prophets? We read in Jeremiah 23, verses 9 through 40, Jeremiah stood against the false prophets of his time, who were leading the people astray with their deceitful messages. He courageously spoke out against their lies and warned the people to turn back to God. He didn't care what anyone else thought. This wasn't a peer pressure thing. He just did what was right. John the Baptist, who confronts Herod. to his demise. Mark 6, 17 through 29, John the Baptist fearlessly confronted King Herod for his sinful actions, including his unlawful marriage. He stood for righteousness and morality, even though it ultimately cost him his life. He stood his ground. These biblical examples really demonstrate the importance of standing for truth, justice, and righteousness, even in the face of opposition or personal cost. They inspire believers to remain steadfast in their convictions. I like what Mark Driscoll said. Effective leaders are faithful behind the scenes. Character is not developed during epic moments in life that everyone sees that might lead to the 15 minutes of fame, but in the hundreds of little decisions every day that often go unnoticed. The apostles' response in Acts 5:29, "We must obey God rather than man," is applicable to the question, "What do you stand for?" Because it highlights the importance of standing for one's belief and principles, even in the face of opposition or pressure. By prioritizing obedience to God's commands over human authority or societal norms, the apostles demonstrated their unwavering commitment to their faith and convictions. Similarly, when individuals are asked what they stand for, they are being prompted to reflect on their core values, their beliefs, and principles that guide their actions and decisions. Like the apostles, standing for something means being willing to uphold and defend those values, even when it's difficult or unpopular. It requires courage, integrity, and a firm commitment to do what one believes is right and true. In essence, the apostles' response in Acts 5:29 serves as a powerful example for individuals grappling with the question of what they stand for, reminding them of the importance of staying true to their convictions and principles, regardless of the challenges that they may face. There was a fire chief who took a stand in the betterment of the fire department and the community. It's Dennis Rubin, who served as the fire chief for Washington, D.C. from 2007 to 2011. And during his tenure, Chief Rubin was a vocal advocate for firefighters' safety and work to improve the department's equipment and training programs. He also implemented several community outreach initiatives aimed at promoting fire prevention and educating residents about the dangers of fire. One decision that Chief Rubin made that really demonstrated his commitment to firefighters' safety was to require all firefighters to always wear personal protective equipment, known as PPE, even when responding to routine calls. This decision was controversial at the time, as some firefighters argued that it was unnecessary and could only slow down the response times. However, Rubin stood behind the policy, arguing that it was necessary to protect firefighters from the risk of cancer and other occupational hazards. Ultimately, because of Rubin's stance, his decision required PPE for all firefighters was widely praised and has since become a standard practice in many of the fire departments across the country. His leadership and commitment to firefighter safety helped to improve the culture and operations of the Washington, D.C. Fire Department and set an example for other fire chiefs to follow. Remember what Rosie Parks said, "I would like to be remembered as a person who wanted to be free so other people would be also free." She took a stand and wouldn't get up from sitting on that bus. If you don't know Rosie Parks, she was known for her pivotal role in the American Civil Rights Movement. She became an icon of resistance against racial segregation when she refused to give up her seat to a white man in a segregated bus in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955. That was a hallmark. Her act of defiance led to the Montgomery bus boycott, which was a pivotal event in the civil rights movement, which obviously brought international attention to the struggle for racial equality in the United States. Where you stand depends on where you sit. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. Have a blessed day.